Feel Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. I'm so glad you could join us this afternoon. I see the snow's gone now, so it might be a bit too early to think about putting your shorts on, but at least you can sit by the fire, hopefully with a nice drink, and enjoy the best of the world of jazz, swing, blues, big band music, and also the popular songbook, which is what we're featuring at this earlier part of the programme. I'm so glad you could join us. Thank you so much for doing so. My name's John Yule, and Michael Coates will be along a little bit later on in the 2 hour programme. And as if you needed telling, we started off with the Surrey with the Fringe on top from Oklahoma, from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, of course. And that came from an album called Don't Know Why, recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York on April the 6th, 2003. It was by the Harold Mabon Trio, Harold on piano, Nat Reeves on bass and Joe Farnsworth on drums. And Harold Morvan stays on piano and Joe Farnsworth stays on drums for our next track. But this time we're going to hear John Weber on bass, along with Eric Alexander on tenor, whose new album was released in the States some 3 or 4 months ago, and I'm delighted to say it's finally come out over here and I finally managed to get a copy, so I'll be featuring it as a new album, a new release next week in this show. It's called Like Sugar. But in the meantime, we hear, as I say, Eric Alexander on this date for Harold Morvan, along with Joe Farnsworth and John Weber. The album was called, or is called, The Iron Man, Live at Smoke, and it was recorded at the Smoke Jazz Club itself in New York on the date of the 7th of January 2018. One good show tune deserves another, so that's what we've got. We're moving from Rodgers and Hammerstein to Lerner and Lowe, and this song, or this tune from the musical Brigadoon, Almost Like Being in Love.
Thank you.
Harold Maben and a fine helping, I thought, of almost like being in love. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, your host for the first hour of the programme this week, as usual, John Yule. And we kicked off the show this week with two tracks from Harold Maben and now two classic vocals from Sarah Vaughan, both from the 1950s. Firstly, an album called Sarah Vaughan with Clifford Brown, recorded at in New York on the 16th and 18th of December 1954. Sarah Vaughan on vocal and Clifford Brown on trumpet, surprise, surprise. Paul Quinchetti on the tenor, Herbie Mann on flute, Jimmy Jones on piano, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Ray Haynes on drums. A really strong lineup, if ever I saw one. And the conductor, as though they really needed one with that lineup, is Ernie Wilkins. They'll be playing for us a track called You're Not the Kind. Then we'll be going on to one of Sarah's most popular albums from 1957, No Count Basie, which was so called because it featured Sarah Vaughan with the Count Basie Band, but with Ronell Bright on piano as opposed to the Count himself. The composition coming up from that CD will be a composition by Sarah Vaughan herself and Thad Jones, who is in the lineup here, on the track from No Count Sarah called No Count Blues, which was recorded at the Fine Sound Studio in New York in August 1957. But first, back to 1954 and Sarah Vaughan with Clifford Brown.
Kind of a boy for a girl like me. I'm just a song and a dance, you're a symphony. I thought that you never would doubt me, but I'm telling you, you'd be much better off without me. You're just the kind of a boy who would always play fair. I'm just the kind of a girl who would never be fair. It's so hard to let you go, but it's only because I know that you're not the kind of a boy for a girl like me. Thank you. kind of a boy for a girl like me. I'm just a song and a dance, you're a symphony. I thought that you never would doubt me, but I'm telling you, you'd be much better off without me. You're just the kind of a boy who would always play fair. I'm just the kind of a girl who would never be square. It's so hard to let you go, but it's only because I know that you're not the kind of a boy. You're not the kind of a boy. You're not the kind of a boy for a girl like me.
Two tracks going back to the 50s from the divine Sarah Vaughan. New release now, new release time, and an album which deservedly is doing very, very well in the US. It was number 3 last week, I think. This is an album called Lasting Impressions from drummer Brandon Sanders, recorded at the Bunker Studio in Brooklyn on the 30th of March and the 22nd of May last year. Brandon was born in 1971 in Kansas City, and he had the best possible introduction into jazz, as a child his grandmother owned a jazz club, the Casablanca in Kansas City. Brandon's original education was at the Mount San Antonio College in Los Angeles, and then at the University of Kansas, where he took an undergraduate degree in communications and a postgraduate qualification in social work. Brandon, in fact, did not take up the drums until he was 25 and was admitted to the Berklee School of Music 4 years later. Today, living in Brooklyn, he combines his life as a musician alongside his career in social work, based as a counsellor and sports coach at a school in Dobbs Ferry. Four of the 8 tracks from this new album are composed by members of the band, and this is one of 2 contributions from Brandon Sanders himself, Tales of Mississippi.
Thank you.
some people think I possess a lot of jazz records. Brandon Sanders has a collection of 30,000. I think that Brandon's wide range of listening throughout his life is illustrated by a range of styles on this new album, well produced by another leading drummer, Willie Jones III. The full lineup, although not included on every track, is as follows: Brandon Sanders on drums, Stacey Dillard on tenor, Warren Wolf on vibes, Amin Salim and Eric Wheeler, they share the bass on us, and the vocalist Jasmir Horn provides vocals on two tracks. The piano honours are shared between Tyler Bullock, who appears on one track on the album, and Eric Scott Reed, who is on the other seven, as well as contributing this composition in acknowledgement of Brandon Sanders that's coming up now. It's a track called No BS for BS. Brandon Sanders, this is an excellent new album, although I will flag up the fact it is a little bit on the short side. I don't know if it was actually produced for vinyl or not, although I've certainly got it on CD. Brandon Sanders then, his new album is called Lasting Impressions and it's on the Savant label. Time for the gig guide on Swing Time now. Two gigs this week, and we start with Jazz at the Lescar tomorrow evening, the 21st. Wednesday, of course, with a group called IVDF, or IVDF. I'm not certain how you're supposed to pronounce it, but they are something of an international supergroup, mixing contemporary grooves with jazz traditions, vibrant rhythms and gorgeous melodies. Alex Hitchcock is on saxophone, a well-established saxophonist, along with Maria Chiara Argio, who plays piano and synthesizers, Michelangelo Sandriglio, what an Italian name that is, home base, and Mayo Manzanza on the drums. Sheffield Jazz are back in action for the first time since Christmas on Friday night at Crooks Social Club, an 8 o'clock start, for the Jakub Klimiuk Quintet. Jakub Klimiuk is on guitar, Gaspar Ritkirk is on alto, Scotty Thompson on piano, and we have Kizan as he's billed on bass, and Luke McCarthy on drums. This concert is described as comprising of music which could engage and transcend genre boundaries. And nearly eyes up for next Tuesday night, and that's the Keith Peters Big Band. They'll be doing their first concert of the year at the Farm Road Social Club next Tuesday, the 27th. John Pizzarelli, not a man short of an original idea, tells me that his new album, out in March, will be a tribute to Tony Bennett. However, this is the first of John's Bossa Nova albums, although not a Bossa Nova song in actual fact, although the treatment's a Bossa one. John's trio at the time, in 2004, included Ray Kennedy on piano and Martin Pizzarelli on bass. Also here we have a vocal chorus of several people and the Sheffield-connected tenor man Harry Allen. A few years ago, John Pizzarelli produced an album for James Taylor called American Standard. Here John sings one of James Taylor's songs. This is Your Smiling Face.
Won't you give me a smile? Give me a smile. Won't you give me a smile? Give me a smile. Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. But when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. Something about you, girl, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, if it grows stronger every day.
How much longer?
I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door. Well, that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent out to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, if it grows stronger every day.
How much longer?
Give me a smile. Come on, give me a smile. Give me a smile.
Smile.
Bring your smiling face my way. Bring your smiling face my way.
Give me a smile.
bring a smiling face.
Give me a smile.
Come on and give me a smile.
John Pizzarelli. My favourite big band album from the 90s was an album called Serendipity 18 from Bob Florence's limited edition. And coming up is actually the first of two Bob Florence tracks for you this week, because Mike's got one in the second half of the show as well. But as I said, this is from the album Serendipity 18, and it was recorded at the Mad Hatter Studios in Los Angeles on the 27th and 28th of August, 1998. All the tracks are arranged and written by pianist Bob Florence, and the selection I've made here is, demonstrates, a very serious Benny Goodman influence. Clarinet solos coming up by Don Shelton and Terry Harrington. This is Bimbosity from the Bob Florence Serendipity 18. We'll be right back. And to finish this first hour of Swing Time, we've got time for a quick burst of Jonathan Schwartz with the Tony Monty Big Band.
When you're far away from New York town, you're nowhere at all. You may roam through the whole USA. Will you see any sights like the lights of Broadway? Their friendly glow will make you feel as though the big town is really small. When you're far away from New York town, you're nowhere at all. When you're far away from New York town, you're nowhere. Will you see any sights like the lights of Broadway? Yeah. Friendly glow will make you feel as though the big town is really small. When you're far away from New York town, you're nowhere.
That's Jonathan Schwartz with the Tony Monty Big Band and When You're Far Away From New York Town, which was a number written actually by Jonathan's father, I think Arthur Schwartz. It was written actually for a Mary Martin musical that didn't do terribly well. I think it was produced in New York sometime round about the late 1950s, around 1958-59, I think. And actually Jonathan recorded that number twice. There is a recording, a live recording of it with the Tony Monty Trio, and that particular big band arrangement, which is on another album, I think was actually produced for the New York Tourist Board when they produced an advertisement, the sort of thing that's made in New York and not shown in New York, but shown everywhere else. Michael Coates is all set to go with the second hour of Swing Time. I've been John Yule. Thank you for being with me. I hope you've enjoyed the music. Thanks for the invitation, and thank you for listening.